This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, he still has a lust for life, my conversation with rock legend Iggy Pop.
But first, today, President Obama lifted federal funding restrictions on stem cell research. Mr. Obama said science, not ideology, will guide his policies.
Promoting science isn't just about providing resources. It's also about protecting free and open inquiry. It's about letting scientists, like those who are here today, do their jobs, free from manipulation or coercion, and listening to what they tell us, even when it's inconvenient, especially when it's inconvenient.
Joining us now to talk about today's announcement is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, there was a lot of support of this move amongst Democrats and researchers. Many of them say this executive order could lead to breakthroughs for treating Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, spinal cord damage. The Republican response, however, not quite as universally warm.
There's a partisan divide here, to be sure, but it's far from a perfect divide. 60% of Democrats support this research over the competing issue of needing to protect human embryos. And 55% agree among independents, but only 37% among Republicans. Now, that's clearly a minority of Republicans, but it's still a substantial number of Republicans who support this research as well, even when it has to be posed against the competing value of protecting all human embryos from destruction. Now, on the other hand, and this is also important to point out, the overall number in support, the overall percentage in support, has come down. If you take all categories together, it's slightly down from where it was a few years ago. It used to be 57 in the Pew Research Center poll, which is what we're using for each of these numbers. It's come down from 57 to 51% approving overall in all categories. Now, that reflects some of the research we've seen on adult stem cells, suggesting that some of the research value from embryonic stem cells could be obtained from adult stem cell research.
This issue, Ron, is one of those issues that tends to really fire up conservatives. What effect do you think today's move might have on the Republican Party in terms of reinvigorating the party?
It's going to be one of the hot-button issues that are used to get Republicans enthusiastic enough to get back involved and get out there to vote again next time and giving money to causes and so forth. And a lot of the opposition is concentrated among conservative Catholics, conservative white evangelicals, groups that have been voting Republican in the past but may have felt somewhat discouraged by recent election results. And so insofar as some of these organizations need to get their people ginned up, we're going to hear about this issue. And some of them came out with statements already this morning. So if we ever get past the current overriding anxiety about the economy, we can expect the social issues to matter again more significantly.
One area that did not get addressed today is the question of whether taxpayer money should be used to create stem cell lines. What might happen with that decision from here on out?
Right now, the focus is on funding research on the existing lines, the ones that have been created with private resources in the years since President Bush imposed this ban on the use of federal funds in research in his first year in office, 2001. So the question of whether to create new stem cell lines, of course, with taxpayer money will be referred to these new panels of scientists or people within the federal science establishment that President Obama was talking about today when he said he wanted to reestablish and reemphasize pure science or academic science whenever the government is involved.
Ron, today the president also announced new safeguards through the National Institutes of Health intended so science will be protected from political interference. How might that work?
Interesting question, Alex. And we've heard him say that there will be such safeguards, but it's not yet clear just how that's going to work. For the moment, the president seems to be saying that what was called by some the war on science under the Bush administration is now over, and the new administration wants to be on the other side, to want to be with the scientists.
And finally, Ron, switching gears today, the Senate takes up the omnibus appropriations bill. What sort of progress can we expect there?
The Senate's going to take up amendments to the omnibus appropriations bill. This is spending left over from last year. It's all part of the old last Bush budget that was worked out in compromises with the Democrats in the House and the Senate. It's never been finally passed, and we're going to have some votes tonight largely to remove earmarks, and those votes probably largely are not going to change the bill, and tomorrow we'll probably get final passage in the Senate, and they'll reconcile with the House and get this thing finally moved off. This is the last carcass of 2008 being removed from the stage on Capitol Hill.
Ron Elving is NPR senior Washington editor. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Alex.